Hello and welcome back. You're tuning into CKLN 88.1 FM. The name of the show is Word of Mouth for this Friday, February the 4th. My name is Susie Alvarez and I'll be your tech for tonight. We are awaiting for the arrival of our main host and moderator for tonight's special show, a first of a two-part special series which we are preparing on reflections as to what community media and CKLN mean to us. And we are going to be contacting various individuals who have been involved in CKLN as guests, as collaborators and contributors. So don't touch that dial and keep it locked on 88.1 FM. We're going to take a quick musical break and we'll be right back in just a few minutes. So just stay tuned and keep on listening to CKLN 88.1 FM, your community radio station in Toronto.
This station, Dal, Boring, Dal.
Shadow in my bed, yeah. So many nights, baby, you whisper in my head.
vaga de detenção, um rastro de sangue aumentava o receio, principalmente das famílias dos presos, de que ocorresse uma invasão violenta. Em outubro de 92, 340 homens da tropa de choque da Polícia Militar de São Paulo invadiram o pavilhão 9 da casa de detenção. Eles tentavam controlar uma rebelião que começou depois de uma briga entre chefes de quadrilhas rivais. 111 presos foram executados. As imagens do massacre foram vistas em todo o mundo.
Naquela ocasião, 111 presos foram executados. A rebelião de hoje atingiu 17 presídios em todo o estado.
É comigo, na fé, bandido. Sempre tem na frente o inimigo, a polícia assista mais do que ninguém. A favela, um inferno, Jerusalém. Lamenta, aguenta, enfrenta a batalha. Violenta é a vida no fio da navalha. A falha, a brecha, sempre insistiu. Em todo o poder, em todo o Brasil. Não sei como expressar, não sei como falar. O ódio instalado te faz engatilhar e mirar na cabeça de quem sempre te roubou, sempre te humilhou. Filho de um doutor, só se for meu modo, meu ponto de vista. Não quero nada teu, só peço a justiça. Se quiser me encontrar, pode se preparar, pode se preparar.
And good evening. You are tuned in to Word of Mouth News for Friday, February the 4th. It is 6:11, so a bit of a late start. We are broadcasting from Ryerson University, the campus in downtown Toronto. My name is Kristen Schwartz, and Susie Alvarez is in the studio, and Chital is here, and Ryan Hayes is here, and Don Weitz is on the other side, and we expect to have many people joining us tonight. Of course, we're in the midst of a special show as we're counting down the days to February 12th, which may be the last day that CKLN broadcasts at 88.1 FM. If you haven't heard by now, that's because the CRTC has ruled that this station's license must be revoked. For reasons dating back to the strife of 2009 that led to programmers losing access to the studios and, of course, ongoing complaints about programming. If you do value the station, please make your views known. There's an online petition. You can find it via ckln.fm. There's also lots of chance to make comments on various articles that have been published. Stay tuned, of course, because as things develop, you'll be hearing about ways that you can express your views about CKLN and what it's meant to you. So on tonight's show, we're going to be looking back at what CKLN and especially its news and spoken word programming has offered listeners over the years. Before I get into that, though, I want to say that this program, which is Friday Word of Mouth News, has long opened with headlines and features that focus on international stories. And in that spirit, tonight, we'd like to extend our solidarity to the courageous people of Egypt who are fighting for their freedom and dignity against the 30-year-old government of Hosni Mubarak, who has made Egypt the most important ally of the United States and Israel in the region while impoverishing the people. For over a week, the youth-led opposition to Mubarak has been in the streets of Cairo, Alexandria, and other Egyptian cities, demanding that Mubarak resign. On Wednesday, we saw pro-government mobs, widely suspected of being police in plain clothes, attack the opposition protesters with clubs, stones, and even guns. Many were injured. Some 13 were killed, but the opposition did not back down. And on Thursday, they defeated the mobs, retaking control of Cairo's main square and indeed of most of the city. Today was the opposition's deadline for the resignation of President Mubarak, who has lost the support of his army and now also the support, it seems, of the United States. Egypt has been the recipient of more U.S. aid than any other country in the world except for Israel, and the U.S. is seeking to influence the outcome of this rebellion. But with these protests, people of the Global South are again showing the world that they will no longer be subject to the dictates of the United States and its Western allies, which have long consigned 80% of humanity to poverty and lack of opportunity. Meanwhile, this week on the other side of the world, the people of Venezuela are celebrating the 12th anniversary of the beginning of the Bolivarian Revolution. This revolution, under the leadership of President Hugo Chavez and his Socialist Party, have been redistributing wealth and power in a country that was for many decades a pawn of the United States government. And here in Canada, meanwhile, the forces of conservatism seem all-powerful. Many here see no alternative to free trade deals that strip our economy of jobs while preventing our governments from acting in the interests of their constituents. But around the world, alternative models for development are being created and tested on the ground. As residents of this city, Toronto, where the rich are getting richer, at the same time as the middle class and the working poor are slipping every day, we would do ourselves a favor to pay attention to the remarkable progress in South and Central America and now in North Africa. So tomorrow, from 1 to 4 p.m., there is a demonstration in support of the Egyptian opposition at Queen's Park. That's 1 to 4 p.m. So next we turn to our struggles for a more equitable city right here in Toronto. And joining us first on the line is John Cartwright. He's the president of the Toronto and York Region Labour Council, which represents 195,000 workers through its affiliated local unions. John Cartwright is a longtime listener and supporter of CKLN. Welcome to Friday Word of Mouth News.
Well, hi, Kristen. It's good to be here, but it's sad to be here given what the CRTC has done to CKLN. It's just a travesty. But I'm glad to be here to talk about the rich history that CKLN has.
Can you take us back to the early days of the station, back in 1983, when CKLN was licensed to broadcast on the FM band? What do you remember from that time?
Well, that period in history was really quite tumultuous in the city. On the international level, you had Maggie Thatcher elected in Britain, with this huge conservative onslaught on many of the things that had been involved in social justice in England. And you had Ronald Reagan elected in the States. And the two of them, were on the world stage supporting horrific regimes like apartheid South Africa, funding the Contras in Nicaragua. to try and overthrow the Sandinistas. And the world was very much a place in the late 1970s, early 80s, where people were saying that there's history being made, and it's sometimes it was good history, and sometimes it was really tragic history. In fact, in 83, when CKLN was born, a dub poet from Britain called Linton Kwesi Johnson released an article, album called "We Making History," which was one of the first and most powerful expressions of dub poet music to talk about social justice and talk about the changing world. And those were the times in the big picture that CKLN was born into. And here in Toronto, the Ku Klux Klan had tried to come up in 1980 and set up shop in Toronto and spread their racist ideology, and people from all walks of life rallied to stop them and actually, force them out of the city, shut them right down. So there was a real sense of, that people were wanting to build a different kind of future. You had that kind of stuff. You had the immense solidarity work that was going on with those people struggling for justice in South Africa, anti-apartheid movement. It was a lot of South African exiles here and ANC members involved in the cultural scene, and a ton of work around solidarity with South Africa, a ton of work of solidarity with Nicaragua and other Latin American, peoples that were struggling. And, in those few years, we saw the emergence of things like Parachute Club, giving voice to a lot of that sentiment about wanting to rise up and wanting to make a better life. So that's the times that CKLN was born into, and it's a really important time in the history of Toronto.
There was a really rich music scene at that time that was, very independent, based in live performances and connecting with the audience. A lot of independent culture. I think the Women's Bookstore started up around the same time. Can you reflect? I know you were a listener even from the beginning. Can you reflect on what you can remember from CKLN and sort of how it played a role in bringing that arts and culture to a wider audience?
Well, I would say that it was the main airwave transmitter of conscious music, where people were trying to express themselves in the music they were playing and then the words that were part of those music about the world they saw and about, the value of human endeavor, the, challenging of injustice, the optimism of the environmental movement and the anti-racist movement and the, global solidarity movement. All of those things found themselves reflected in the kind of music that was being played. It wasn't that long before that Rock Against Racism, was alive and very, very much part of an alternative music scene. A few years before that, The Clash, which was still being played, right?
Oh, you bet.
In the early 1980s. So,
and even today.
And even today. So you saw, reggae, you saw world music starting to come to the fore. I mean, all of that was part of the richness that CKLN, was helping to bring to listeners all across the city.
Can you talk about what's important, what for you, about community radio and other independent media for working people and the labor movement and the struggles of working people for justice on the job and in their communities?
Well, the famous old expression is freedom of the press belongs to them what own one. We're seeing almost every year huge takeovers of media outlets, whether it's cable companies buying newspapers, it's TV stations merging with other different kind of print media. I mean, the convergence of ownership of media in this country is stunning. We're really down to three or four major owners of all media. And so to have independent radio stations and independent media that don't have to look to the advertisers and look to the major corporations for their guidance is really quite important. It's also important because it's a place where young people can come and start speaking their voice and the truth that they see. And that is, one of those things that you have to do in a society. You have to give voice to young people in order to talk about what they're seeing in the world that's different than their parents saw. And you can have commercial radio that plays music, some kind of music of young people, but by and large, that's not about conscious music. That's about, the sex and drugs and rock and roll kind of scene. So the ability of independent radio to reflect the cultural side of the changing moods that are happening and the new and up-and-coming musical styles, the ability to be able to do, the kind of life with people that are on the front lines trying to make a difference, that's always been crucial because working people never have their voice out there and validated in the mainstream media. It's only really through independent media that that happens.
Now, we've just been through a city election, and this year we'll probably see elections at the provincial and the federal level too, so it's a lot going on. And can you tell us about, from your perspective, what the challenges and the opportunities are for your organization, the Toronto and York Region Labour Council, and for the working class as a whole?
Boy, that's a loaded question, Kristen.
Well, we only have a little bit of time left on the air, potentially, so we've got to make the most of it.
So, I think there's a very real danger with the makeup of City Hall these days that we'll go backwards on a lot of really important issues for the city. This is, this is an incredibly complex place, and it's taken years to be able to build the checks and balances in our society that allows us to say with some legitimacy that, there's people coming here from whatever, 140, 150 different countries speaking 100 languages, and we live in relative harmony. But that's not an accident. It was a tremendous amount of work that went into making that. And the city government played a huge role in crafting some of those programs and some of those policies. The school boards have played a huge role around English as a second language, heritage language programs, Black and African heritage programs, that allow young people to feel proud of who they are and who their families are and where they come from, so that they can then feel, quite content to interact with people from different kinds of backgrounds. It's a whole work in progress that's we've been part of for many years. And when you get, people who have simplistic solutions and, for all they want to do is cut in the fat, as somebody said at one of the City Hall meetings the other day, well, one person's fat may be somebody else's skin and bone. It depends on where you sit in this society. So we're very concerned about, somebody who says, I'm going to outsource all of the cleaners' jobs in the police stations, because we know what some of those contractors that win those bids do is they bring in fairly new immigrants who are pretty desperate for work, who don't know their rights at work, and pay them minimum wage. And so you turn decent jobs into poverty jobs. We know the kinds of thinking that has to go into environmental leadership, like the notion of the Tower Renewal Program that would, clad 1,000 high-rise buildings in the city in an insulated cladding, and then with new electrical and heating systems, massively reduce the energy use for those buildings, but also in the process put a ton of young people to work learning those skilled trades, being part of a new green economy. But if you don't get that, and all you're doing is saying, well, I'm going to have to cut slash budgets here and slash budgets there, that stuff is going to disappear, and we'll lose tremendous opportunities to be able to deal with. There's three crises facing people in the 21st century. There's a crisis of good jobs, a crisis of the environment, and there's a crisis of equity. And the labor movement and our community allies that we work with are crafting solutions to try and address those three issues, because you can't just deal with one by itself. I'm very worried that the new broom at City Hall is going to ignore those realities and just look at cutting so-called fat, but actually cutting a lot of the core programs that allow for a just and equitable society in Canada's largest urban center.
Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your perspective on what we're facing. And thank you for all the support that you've shown to this radio station and over the years, and for your, you know, the role of the Labor Council in the community and trying to take on some of those challenges and give a voice for working people in the city to have some say in what the priorities are going to be going forward. Yeah, I just want to say thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Kristen, and for everybody who's ever volunteered at CKLN, been part of CKLN, worked at CKLN, you know, I want to say respect for this incredible contribution that's been made to the City of Toronto. And I want to urge everybody who's listening to, you know, get on the computer and add their name to the petition, you know, demanding the CRTC change its ruling or write person to the CRTC. I mean, this is a real travesty, and we have to speak up to talk about the value of CKLN to a place like Toronto. Thanks again.
And that was John Cartwright, president of the Toronto and York Region Labor Council, speaking with us tonight about the past and the future and what CKLN has meant in his from his point of view to the City of Toronto. We're going to go and just play one clip. It's a PSA that CKLN produced back in 2006 when the Labor Council initiated a campaign to raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour. And that campaign, well, some may say, didn't go far enough, including many within the labor movement and many outside. It did mean that Ontario has the highest minimum wage in Canada, and that was a victory for working people and their community allies across Toronto and across the province. This is the public service announcement which CKLN produced in support of that. We'll hear that, and then we'll go to a music break and come back with some more word-of-mouth news.
My dear friends, I fell in this pit, dug for me by envy.
Except that it was not. That was another piece. I think we're just going to go to a music break, Susie. Sorry about that. What track are we on? We are listening to some wonderful music from, this is Nacha Atlas with Kidda, and this is from Egypt.
Show.
And you are tuned into Word of Mouth News on CKLN 88.1 FM. It is Friday, February the 4th, and it is 6:33 in the p.m. And on the other side of the glass is Ryan from No One Is Illegal Radio, which has been a regular feature on the Friday Word of Mouth News for many years now, and has really provided important news and context and stories about the struggle for migrant justice, which we briefly alluded to in our last interview, but we will go into much more detail now. So, Ryan, can you tell us about how you've approached the radio programming here on CKLN, and what kinds of stories have you prioritized?
Yeah, I mean, we were really happy to be brought into the CKLN family because it gave us a chance and an outlet to kind of bring frontline voices to the mic. I mean, we're so used to having to have our voice mediated by the mainstream media, and often it would be a coup just to get the words "no one is illegal" in the newspaper. So to actually have that direct outlet, direct voice on CKLN to talk about frontline struggles has been really crucial to us. And so when things have happened, like migrant workers dying on the job, we've been able to speak with migrant workers. We've been able to speak with construction workers who organize against these type of conditions. When people have, you know, won their own personal struggles for refugee status, we've been able to bring those voices directly to the airwaves. And, you know, one of the most enjoyable shows we did is we contacted a group we work with in the Teesdale neighborhood of Toronto, and we said we wanted to do an interview around your campaign for childcare, and they said, well, why don't we run our own show and you just tech it for us? And that's been really great to be able to do that. And that's the type of work that we think is really important to continue doing and to have space on the airwaves to talk about these frontline issues on the ground.
And you've got some stories to bring to us tonight. Do you want to set that up? We've got some audio to play here.
Sure, yeah. The first thing that we wanted to bring is there was a man, his name's Philip Allen. He came here since 2007 from Jamaica as a migrant farm worker through the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. And he spoke about how he's been working here for 8 months out of the year, year after year, until his kidneys failed and he wasn't able to work anymore in the fields. And now he's actually being threatened with deportation to Jamaica, where he wouldn't be able to receive dialysis. And in fact, his life would be immediately at risk. And so we have a clip from when he spoke with us at an event we held called The City is a Sweatshop in 2009. And so we'd like to play that clip.
I'm here tonight to open your knowledge to some things that really hide underneath cover, which many do not know. Many of you here tonight maybe see me before speaking, but tonight as I stand over there and look, realize that even though the light is here, if you look over there, it's dark. And you may be sitting in the dark now, but I would advise you that it's high time for us to come out in the light, isn't it? So, I would say that we are hiding too long. And it's for us now to be up front now. We're hiding too long. You know, my situation, I leave Jamaica, I come here to work all night for 8 months out of the year, go back home, realizing it's like March coming, will be 2 years now since I'm here. I just can't go home. And I want to say this to you, the way they treat us as workers, half-shore workers, that come here to build this country, we don't deserve this type of treatment. I want to say this to you that you may be look at me and I may be look well, I may be look good, nothing go wrong with this man, but I can tell you if something is wrong. But because I don't give up, I've always been a fighter. And I'm saying this to you not to give up. Stand up and be a fighter just like I do. Because right now as I stand here, I can show you. Here I had a tube in me right now. And I'm on dialysis. have been sprayed on the farm. And I end up in the hospital, almost calling them a dead man when I reach here. And they give me all insured that, you're going to be good. We're going to see that you're okay and send you home. They wait until when their contract is up, then they throw me out. When they throw me out, I have no other alternative. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking now where to go, what to do. They want to just send me back to Jamaica, and I say, no, you know what? This is where I come and get healed. And I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand up and fight for my right. Here am I standing here tonight. Even though my immigration thing don't come to us yet, but I'm here fighting. And I'm telling you tonight that whosoever, without papers or you name it, you need to fight just like I do. Don't give up. You maybe tell yourself that, oh, these guys gonna dump you. But if you stand up together, as the word said, united you stand, but divided you fall. Look how many of us in here tonight. And if we go out there and unite together, we will pull something down that we can stand up as a Canadian.
So welcome back to CKLN 88.1 FM, Word of Mouth Friday. We also wanted to share something courtesy of No One Is Illegal that was sent to us by an artist we work with named Spin. But we also wanted to take a second to also note the fact that just the role that CKLN has played in the community in terms of supporting and being supported by independent artists has been so huge. When we were doing FunFest a few weeks ago, Lau came in and they actually said there would be no Lau without CKLN. And I think that that's to a certain extent true for a lot of artists that we work with. And so we're going to be playing a song from Spin that he sent to us a couple days ago. It's called Palestinian Freedom, and it's featuring another artist named Ali Dehesh. We'd also like to dedicate it not only to Palestinian liberation, but also to the struggles happening in Tunisia and Egypt.
This is dedicated to the children of Philistine from all the genocide that they've seen. The media never explained it or portrayed it the way it's been. Israeli cowards and F-16s bombing civilian targets, schools, mosques, hospitals and markets. Palestinian children ready to become martyrs because Zionism leaves them no option but to die. And Israeli militarism lights up the Gaza sky. And the punk extremist settlers would care less if mothers cry. When Palestine sheds tears, they also pour down from my eyes. How the victims of the Holocaust practice genocide. Don't fall for all these lies. There are Jews inside of Israel who are actually our allies. And we're breaking down blockade so we can get supplies inside. We boycott Israel so Palestinians can survive. We'll triumph over the Zionists and Palestine will thrive. Can't you call colonize and stop us, we keep her name alive. Palestinians deserve freedom, boycott Israel. Palestinians deserve freedom, divest from Israel. Palestinians deserve freedom, sanction Israel. Palestinians deserve freedom, Palestinians deserve freedom. Palestinians deserve freedom, boycott Israel. Palestinians deserve freedom, divest from Israel. Palestinians deserve freedom, sanction Israel. Palestinians deserve freedom, Palestinians deserve freedom.
We should keep in mind that peace does not mean you gotta die. This is the reincarnation of those who are murdered. A spirit through me shouts for the call. Peace upon, equal to the process. Start by screaming free, free Palestine. We speak fearlessly, looking at the tip of the gun. Occupation and the frustration. Angry from the support of the militaries. UK and American missionaries. Bombing in ways of so savagely. I can't stand to see my Palestinian people living in such disaster spree. Built by the bullies, humanity will stand for the resistance. We fight with no artillery. Two fingers in the hand, not meant for the triggers. Use your mind wisely. If that fails, use your soul and your spirit. Look in the eyes of those you're killing. Billions in taxes invested in Israeli military weapons. Think organized army, commit this called advanced terrorism. No justification in these actions. Sanctions for those living in these blood mansions. You see our objectives? Free, free Palestine.
Palestinians deserve freedom.
from Israel.
Palestinians disappear.
Sanction Israel.
Palestinians disappear.
Palestinians disappear.
Palestinians disappear.
Boycott Israel.
Palestinians disappear.
And that was the artist Spin playing on this Word of Mouth Friday on CKLN 88.1 FM. Thank you very much to No One Is Legal for bringing in that track and making it available, and for all their work in bringing those unheard voices to the airwaves of Toronto. We go next to the phone, where Mike DeRoche is on the line waiting to speak with us. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Mike DeRoche. Hi there. Mike DeRoche was a longtime host of OCAP Radio. That's the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. And here at CKLN, we have tried to make sure there's space for, you know, all parts of the progressive movements of the city. And OCAP has been an important part of this show, you know, for years now. I can't even remember when it started. Do you remember, Mike?
I've been involved in the show since 2001, but it had been going on for many years before that. So I'm not sure exactly when it started, but it's been very consistent Friday nights for, well, must be over about 10 years at least.
In a minute, we can play intro that Christiana Clemens produced for Radio OCAP some years back. She sent it to me by email. As a matter of fact, Susie, do you want to line that up? Maybe we can put that on for a second. I don't know if that was the... if that was the one. It's a track one on that CD. I don't know if that's the one that you were using when you were on the air, but while Susie's getting that ready, do you want to tell us, Mike, what was your priority as a host of Radio OCAP?
Well, OCAP first Radio. Of all, I mean, it's really, I really have to start off by echoing some of the things that Ryan said, which is just that as a part of OCAP, it was oftentimes so difficult to even get our perspective into the mainstream media. When it was out there, it was often very skewed, very presented in a very derogatory fashion. And the opportunity to have half an hour, even longer, and sometimes to present our side of things, to present voices that were not being heard anywhere else, to be able to frame our own message, bring cases that we were working on forward, promote demonstrations and things that we were working on, was invaluable to us. So certainly, over the years, we put a high priority on trying to make sure that people were aware of the work that we were doing. We did an awful lot of work in spreading the word about the casework that OCAP was doing through the radio show, in appealing to people to get involved with calling into welfare offices or to landlords and coming out to support case actions and supporting the people that we were working with. At the same time, we also...
I just want to interject there for one second, Mike, because in the mainstream media, of course, the stories that are in the paper are always about the big demonstrations, and especially if they're, you know, or not always, but often when there's people arrested or there's some kind of, you know, some kind of action, you know, something. But the day-to-day work to, you know, in solidarity with people, alongside people who are trying to get some justice in their day-to-day life, that's rarely reported.
Absolutely. It's rarely reported. The radio show gave us an opportunity, and gives us an opportunity, because it's still going on. It's to spread, not only spread the word about those cases, which is important in and of itself, but in many, many instances, it gave an opportunity to put the individuals who are being affected directly onto the air to explain their own situations, to articulate themselves how it was affecting their day-to-day life, and to appeal to the listeners for some assistance in whatever that was that we were working on. So not only did it help to spread the word, not only did it help to build support, but it was also in and of itself extremely empowering to a lot of people that we were working with, to be able to reach people, to be able to speak, to be able to be put onto the radio and sort of have an unfiltered microphone, an unfiltered voice to the people of Toronto. even more broadly, certainly we were somewhat inconsistent, I'll admit, over the years, but many, many, many episodes of OCAP Radio were uploaded, in large part thanks to Mark, who I know is in the studio there, and to others over the years who put the radio files up and managed to spread the word about what OCAP was working on internationally as well.
Are there any particular stories that stand out in your mind, Mike, from the times that you worked on the show? I mean, I'm sure there's many, but is there anything you'd like to share with people tonight?
I think that probably some of the most powerful shows that we ever did were those where we had Sean Brandt on as a guest. There was a number of occasions I recall after the Mohawks in Tyendinaga had taken various actions, particularly one where they had asserted their hunting rights on their traditional land, and it had ended in a major victory for the community after a tense standoff. And Sean, as people who have seen him or heard him speak know, is a very powerful speaker. And those were not only the easiest radio shows to host, in that Sean is the type of person you can ask a question to, and he will certainly fill the airwaves for as long as he can. But also incredibly powerful stuff that was, as you mentioned before, like not getting reported anywhere. It's completely under the radar. People in Toronto were really not hearing about it from any other source. I remember also one time when I had the opportunity to co-host the show with Bernie, who may be tuned in Halifax right now. And Bernie was in the studio in Toronto, and I was with Sean in a little patch of woods in Ganasadage, where he was talking about the situation on the ground there. And it's just an incredibly powerful show. And again, the same situation. The only things about that situation that were being reported were about these thugs and drug dealers and whatnot that were trying to clear the territory of police. And the reality on the ground was much different, and we were able to bring that to listeners directly from there. So it was really great for me to be a part of that, and it's all part of what CKLN has done over the years.
And what we may still have a chance to keep doing, depending
Absolutely.
On the outcome of the legal steps that the station will be taking, we understand.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts, Mike DeRoche, before we move on to our out-of-town guests who have been waiting patiently for us to give them a call? Is there anything you'd like to say about your experience here and what you hope for the future?
I would just really like to say that CKLN has been an incredible resource for the City of Toronto and continues to be an incredible resource, not only with the OCAP radio show, but with all of the word-of-mouth programming, with No One Is Illegal Radio, Psych Survivor Radio, and even a lot of the music programs have been incredibly cutting-edge and breaking new ground in Toronto. I think that CKLN has been instrumental in supporting social movements in Toronto over the past decade that I've been involved in the show, and even before that. And I hope that members of the community and the various social movements get involved to help make sure that CKLN stays on the air right now, because right now that's a major fight that needs to be won.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike DeRoche, for joining us this evening. We're going to go out with intro to Radio OCAP that was produced by Christiana Clemens, who should be joining us on the line in a little bit. And then we'll go to some music and come back with more on this word of mouth news. Do stay tuned. And now, the OCAP Radio Report.
It's the good, it's the bad. blanc de la farce humanitaire aboutirait au néant. C'est une boule à facettes comme dans les discothèques. Ça reflète à la lumière et sans elle du vent. J'aime les images fortes car je suis comme toi. Le poids des mots et le choc des photos.
Hey, yo, it's time to get up. Time to change the world cause I'm fed up. We're gonna expose the wrong that's been going on. There's people dying in the streets still. In every city, lots of kids they be ill. I live in Brooklyn, got boys all over. Been around the world and you know that I know the good, the bad, the young, the bad, the good.
L'homme qui prend le microphone se nomme Solar, maître de la rime urbaine accompagné de comparses de gangstars. À Paris, en France, comme dans la Rome antique, imite le maître, mal que le maître, quand le Spartacus limite le maître qui millimètre après millimètre jette l'intellect à des kilomètres. It's your turn, guru.
Crazy madness, it's all I see out my window. It doesn't matter who's the president, yo. I hate to tell you, but slavery is still in effect. Haven't you checked? Us black folks, we ain't free yet. I make a bet, if he don't let the truth out, evil will win without a doubt. And it's the good, the bad,
le bien, le mal.
The good, the bad,
le bien, le mal. C'est le monde des affaires, OPA sur la misère. Le réel menace, tralala l'air. L'air de rien, je doute de l'existence des dieux. De l'existence du mieux, dans un lieu plus pieux. Alors je prends de l'avance, en prenant du recul. Car prendre du recul, c'est prendre de l'élan.
I come in peace, my suckers always trying to front. So I gotta let them know, gotta let them know. This ain't no game punk, cause you could wind up dead. With bullets to the head from the posse's left. I'm like your mentor, and this is for your benefit. So kill the noise, cause the rude boys ain't having it.
It's the good, what I le bien, le mal. En prophète de la fête, je suis contre ceux qui fêtent la défaite de la fête. Alors faites attention, cette recette intercepte de la dette, trouble fête et le son domine la situation. Le bien et le mal, situation cryptique. Problème politique et technique, ok man, tout s'explique.
Yeah, my man MC Solar in the house. I'm known as the guru, you know that. Got the whole posse, Jimmy James, Mikey Mush Mush, Lucian, Blackjack, Levan, Terry, Ramses, Sunni MC, Cecil, Menelec, Bambi Cruz, Planet Mars, Strike, Reaches, Bull Bass, Saddam, Democrat D, and the whole entire crew. You know what I'm saying? Taking no shorts in 93. Peace, it's the good and the bad in the mind.
And you are tuned into Word of Mouth News on CKLN 88.1 FM. It is 6:56 in the PM, so we should be coming to the end of our hour, but I believe we're going to go a bit over into the Ventana al Barrio and just have a few more people join us before we round out the show. And so in the studio with us right now is Jackie. Jackie, who... Tell us where you're
at
right now.
I'd love to introduce myself. I'm a new volunteer to the Word of Mouth crew, which is really exciting to join. I've been in community radio for about 10 years. I've moved around a little bit. Did program directing at CKCU in Ottawa, which is where I learned how to volunteer and how to do news like what you hear on Word of Mouth. And then after a couple other stations, I joined the Groundwire Project, which is a really amazing project run through the NCRA, or the National Campus and Community Radio Association. And it's a news program that you'll hear on stations like CKLN, but it's also a training project. So if you're interested in getting involved in news and making your own news, it's free training. You can pay a school to learn this stuff, or you can come through the NCRA at a home station like CKLN, and it's extremely accessible. And so that's what I really liked when I came to CKLN, was that they were also on board with the Groundwire project. And I think the coolest thing that CKLN did for Groundwire was during the G20. Besides being very open to the Alternative Media Center and the Toronto Media Co-op, they actually had people volunteer to host two special editions and a headline package during the G20. So it was really open. We were getting up to date reports on the G20. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who did that during that crazy time this summer.
And you, I believe, are bringing a guest on the air to join us tonight from Montreal.
Yes, Courtney Kirkby does cultural affairs, news, among other wonderful things at our sister station, CIUT. Hi, Courtney.
CKUT.
What am I saying, CIUT? CKUT.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you in Montreal?
It's good here. This is a reversal. I was interviewing Kristen on Monday. It's funny. Yeah, we're doing well in Montreal. Lots of snow. It's good.
So you're doing some solidarity broadcasts. You heard the news about CKLN, and what was the reaction like over at CKUT Montreal?
At CKUT, it was really shocking news. We had hosted Reclaim CKLN broadcasts a year or two in the past, where we had several hours streamed from CKLN locked out female programmers, and we've written letters in support of staff that were fired at CKLN. And so we had followed it to a certain point, but no one here really understood that CKLN was actually at risk of losing their license. And then from the discussions I had with different people during the solidarity broadcast we hosted here in Montreal on Monday, we realized that no one really fully expected and was very shocked by this outcome. So we here were worried about Toronto losing a really important campus community radio station, and also just for the sector in general, what this decision meant coming for the CRTC and how they were now approaching campus community stations and what the larger impacts of this kind of precedent could have for the rest of our sector.
So, I found it in the wake of this, at least.
Shock and sadness here in Montreal.
Yeah, it's awesome that you guys were doing that solidarity broadcast. I was also feeling like it was a little bit difficult sometimes to explain, in the light of all the media attention, the importance and the difference between having a campus instructional or campus community radio license and why that has to be preserved.
Yeah, definitely. As we see in Montreal and with CKLN, well, I guess another thing that we just found out the same week is that Flo, the black community station, it is a commercial station, but it's for the black community in Toronto, also got bought out by CTV. And it's just the idea that community stations are there in particular for voices who aren't being heard in commercial or public radio, so voices from the margins and art from the margins and culture from the margins. And also giving people the chance to actually be part of broadcasting. Like, radio is this very community-oriented media, and so it's really special and important when people from the community can get on and be play a more active role. There's limited campus community frequencies within Canada, and we're special. We're lucky in that we have them. A lot of other countries don't have the same kind of structure and support for campus community radio, but I would say to that.
Yeah, I think that's, if we can say that there's one positive coming out of this crisis for CKLN, I think it is a renewed appreciation in a wider audience for the value of community radio. Us volunteers, us former staff, people who work for the National Association, we all understand, we all love community radio. We live it, we breathe it on our evenings, on our weekends, at night, when we're listening at home. But I think now the attention on CKLN is making people realize that, hold on a second, like, Southern Ontario is one of the busiest radio markets in North America. We can't lose any more community stations.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel the same.
Well, I think we're running out of time, Courtney, but I just want to thank CKUT Montreal for the Solidarity broadcast. I know Groundwire will also be featuring a report with some of the audio that you did for that. So if people want to look that up, the website is groundwire.ncra.ca, and I believe they can get your archives at CKUT?
Yeah, they can get the archives at CKUT. It was during our show Radio is Dead, which was January 31st, Monday, 2 to 3. But more than that, people can listen in live to the three-hour special we're having on Monday, which is a follow-up continued protest broadcast, because you're not off the air yet at CKLN, and we want to fight alongside you. So we're going to be featuring, I think, at least 20 or 30 voices on that broadcast from CKUT, people who are experts in CRTC licensing, people who are listeners at CKLN, people who have gone to other radio stations across the country and have had experience with CKLN. So a whole whack of voices. So we encourage people to listen. You can listen online at www.ckut.ca/listen. And, of course, if you're in the Montreal area. It's 90.3 FM, and that's Monday, February 7th from 12 noon to 3 p.m.
That's awesome. Okay, you guys, for Solidarity Broadcasting again, CKUT.ca. That's Courtney Kirkby all the way from Montreal giving us her best wishes for CKLN. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To enter a new destination number, press 1.
I see a lot of warriors, a lot of stories of death, still living in the sorrow, but the glory is next. And now, what is tomorrow? Another day to wallow, or maybe it's another day to elevate Toronto. We watch the television celebrate McDonald's. They make a lot of money selling fake tomorrows, and staring at that screen, I really do. You know, fake tomorrows, full of naked models, trips to Cabo, winning tickets to the lotto. These days, you don't even make your own mottos. You select another way to follow. You select the next way to get your brain hollow. I'm saying, where's my rope? I might as well hang from the gallows alone when I it's time to respect the collective. Something we were blessed with. Put away the weapon, shoot them with the message. Everyone's connected, stuck in this oppression. So until your death, yeah, something you can step with. Cause I, they really hate us, but I see they control us, but I, and this is the resistance, so we, yeah. I see a lot of cutthroats, willing to cut guts open and floating blood oceans. Smoking a stove, a type of court case open and closed. No motive but the liquor in the belly and the coke in the nose. The crown attorney spoke in the code. The judge translated life without parole. Put this bloke in a hole. Make him say, yeah. See, even if you run your life, they stroll with your soul. Control the prisons and the pumps and the poles. Papers and the programs of pharmaceuticals. Oh, I swear my people just don't know. That's why I progress to understand we live slow death. And everywhere we sleep, see, we really homeless. Sam. It's time to respect the collective. Something we were blessed with. Put away the weapon, shoot them with the message. Everyone's connected, stuck in this oppression. So until your death, yeah, something you can step with. Cause I, they really hate us, but I see they control us, but I, and this is the resistance, so we, we live a culture of silence, silence. We don't have enough riots. People are conditioned for compliance. If we get a house, an affordable car with good mileage, we stand by while brothers die from hood violence. Why? Living life individualized. Every night I wake up staring into the sky, thinking to myself, yeah, cause I'm not religious. I'm also not an atheist. I just never believed in the Bible or creation myths. For me, the oneness of the people brings sacredness. Everybody living, born equal into nakedness. So raise a fist. United we can straight resist. Banging down the door of the oppressor. Have them saying this. It's time to respect the collective. Something we were blessed with. Put away the weapon, shoot them with the message. Everyone's connected, stuck in this oppression. So until your death, yeah, something you can step with. Cause I, they really hate us, but I see they control us, but I, and this is the resistance, so we.
And that is Ryerson Student and Independent Artist Progress. The name of the song is Respect the Collective. You're still tuning in to Word of Mouth News on this Friday, February the 4th. It's a special show. It's a part of a two-show series. Tonight, we were speaking to various members of our communities and constituencies, people who have collaborated and contributed to Word of Mouth News on this Friday in the past. And we also wanted to talk to you about the music that we've been playing, because it's not only been about voices, but it's also been about music and songs of resistance. So we played something by a local artist, and then we also played something by MC Solar. The name of the song was The Good and the Bad. We opened up the show with Manu Shao. And there was also a song by the Asian Dub Foundation, a favorite of our program. And the name of the song was 19 Rebellions, which is a song that, a track that we will play most regularly during prisoner justice programming in past years. And in solidarity with Egypt, we did play a track by Natasha Atlas. And the name of the song was Kida. And we also played a song by another local artist, Spin, and that was brought to us by the folks at No One Is Illegal Radio. And now we're going to outro the show. We're going to close it up for this Friday. Kristen will give us some more information and updates and closing thoughts.
As we've been preparing for this show and for next week's show and just reflecting on what CKLN has meant to us personally and to the struggles that we've been connected to or involved with, and to our listeners. I've been listening to a lot of old audio and found some gems, I think. And one of these is a piece that we'll play right now. It's a recording of Wanda Whitebird, who is a Mi'kmaq grandmother, who opens for many political events in the city. And she has a long history of contributing to struggles for justice for Indigenous people of Turtle Island and for women in particular. And her voice has graced CKLN's airways many times and will again tonight in this presentation was recorded at a demonstration in 2006 during the confrontation at Six Nations when the OPP and the people of Six Nations were facing off over developments at the so-called Douglas Creek Estates. And there was a large gathering of protest and solidarity with people of Six Nations held downtown of several hundred people. And at that rally, Wanda Whitebird and many others sang songs and tried to explain, you know, some of what they were feeling and what they were hoping, because it was very unclear at that point whether anybody would be very badly injured or even lose their lives in the way that Dudley George lost his life back in 1995. So this is the AIM song, and a song of resistance of Indigenous people in North America, and one that is rarely heard on the FM band, except on stations like CKLN. And in this recording, Wanda Whitebird explains the significance of the song to her and to the movements that she has been a part of. And then you'll hear some people singing. So that is how we will end our show for tonight. And after that, you will hear Ventana al Barrio with Susie Alvarez. So do stay tuned, and thanks for listening.
This song that we're going to share, as Audrey was saying, it's been sung throughout Indian country all over Turtle Island. And it's the AIM song. And as we opened with the welcoming song, and we called in those spirits to watch over all of those people who are in Six Nations, to watch over the earth. We asked them still to continue to do that. This song was a song that was sung at Oglala, Wounded Knee as well. It's been sung in all of the prisons across the country. It's been sung outside all of the prisons in the country, at all the protests that we're at. They call it a national Native anthem. And when I hear this song, it always brings tears to my eyes. And I think that's that one thing that this song represents, is the tears of all First Nations people. As we hear it, we understand that we stand together. We stand united, and that's why we're here today. So we say miigwech to you for joining all of us. We ask you to pray in your way for the people who are out in those tents who are being surrounded right now, that no lives are taken, that their voices are heard, and that all of the children are kept safe and all of the mothers are kept safe. And that's why we're here. we're here to say thank you, and that we're going to continue. They're going to be here tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock as well, because those people are out there being surrounded by the RCMP right now. We can only imagine what it must feel like them, because they've got to be thinking about Dudley George, because I don't think there's any of us standing here that isn't thinking about what happened to Dudley and Hipperwash 10 years ago, or 11 years ago. So we know what happened. So it's in our hearts. And Zainer's going to, and that brings us to a close today until tomorrow. But keep your eyes in the papers. Tell everybody. Spread the word. I don't see any other media for you.
No, we are natives.
So I don't know. I don't see any other media here that are interested in, because it's First Nations people. But as soon as someone dies that's not a Native person, it's up there on the front page. And the only reason why we're here is to prevent that. So let the papers know that. Let the people hear it. All right.
Great. Very good, man.
And you are listening to CKLN 88.1 FM.